son of Cas, son of Cormac, son of Cartac, son of Con. Priage na brat, priage na brig, priage na cloch, priage na free. Priage na gialacus, priage na kiardach, priage na gialavus, priage na bardach. Priage pangia, priage na bi, priage na shin, priage na bri. Priage na gialach, priage na slanich, priage na gialvin, priage ben hi. Bridget of the mantles, Bridget of the peat heap, Bridget of the twining hair, Bridget of the augury. Bridget of the white feet, Bridget of smithcraft, Bridget of the white palms, Bridget of poetry. Bridget the goddess, Bridget of spirit, Bridget of the fairy mound, Bridget of essence. Bridget of the moon, Bridget of healing, Bridget of the common fire, Bridget the fairy woman. Gachla agus gachoiche nimi slainchak na bridge. Each day and night that I say the descent of Bridget, I shall not be slain, I shall not be wounded, I shall not be put in cell, I shall not be torn in sunder. Halosh green me, halosh chain me, halosh il me, halosh gil me. No sun shall burn me, no fire shall burn me, no beam shall burn me, no moon shall burn me. Hava ushka me, hava salami, hava liami, hava burn me. No river shall drown me, no brine shall drown me, no flood shall drown me, no water shall drown me. This is the day of Bridget, the queen will come from the mound. I will not touch the queen, nor will the queen touch me. The feast day of Bridget, the daughter of Ivar, shall come from the knoll. I will not touch the daughter of Ivar, nor will she harm me. Today is the day of Bridget, the serpent shall come from the hole. I will not molest the serpent, nor will the serpent molest me.
I do believe we actually have some folks coming in. It is 6:02. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and I am skedaddling out of here, and hopefully, do you have a computer or something to hook up?
Yes, I do.
Oh, great. Wonderful. And the name of your show is?
Bird Watching.
Bird Watching. Yes, hear them.
Thank you. That was one of our best introductions. Do you use records?
Oh, it's CDs.
Oh, CDs. That's so
yeah,
cool.
It's a CD player. You probably don't need this, right?
No.
Okay, yeah, let me turn it off. There you are.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bob Donovan's going to be coming.
Thank you.
This is Mandy B.
This is DJ Girard.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Bird Watching. Oh my God, that was such a good introduction compared to last week. So anyway, DJ Girard and I are back. We lost DJ Croc.
Maybe.
He might be coming, but he might also be napping, and that's fine either way. I respect the grind to the nap, that is. And we might have another squash player friend joining us as well who ended practice at 6, but you know, she might be tired too, and then it might just be the two of us in the studio. But how do you feel about that, G, right, if it's just the two of us?
Kind of just feel like Bill Withers, you know? It's just the two of us.
We'll play that song so soon. That's good. A really good song.
Yeah, it is. I really like Bill Withers.
I do too. So DJ Drew, I got to see a community member in here before, and then he said maybe this is what I should do after college, so that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, I think that college radio is just one of the best things ever, and it would be sweet to do it after
I agree, to just traverse that world when you're no longer a college student.
Really relive the glory days.
Exactly. Ugh, I think we should. I'll start settling down in Medford and putting deposits on homes.
Yeah, I hope this isn't my peak.
I always think that. Everyone's like, oh, college is the best 4 years of your life. And I was like, well, like, that'd be great because I'm having a great time and all. But, like, I also hope that there's more out there.
Yeah, I feel like we'll be able to find some joy later in life.
Okay.
Hopefully.
I'll text you.
Yeah, well, we can just reconvene in, like, 25 years and try to get another radio show.
I do have a pact with my friend that if we're both not married and with significant others by the time we're 45, then we're going to get married.
Super reassuring, honestly.
I agree. But then if one of us is taken, then it's just kind of sad for the other person. Because you're happy for their happiness, you know? But then you're also alone, and you're 45.
Yeah, that's what Jay swipes for, though.
Jew swipe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Would you like to tell the listener? So, GR is not Jewish. Oh, my God, speaking of Jewishness, I signed up for Birthright today. And I texted a lot of my Jewish friends.
Oh, Ari from Shoreshim texted me about Birthright.
I didn't that respond, guy's got though. Shooters.
Yeah, he does.
I've never responded once to Ari. For those of you who don't know, Birthright is the free trip to Israel that all Jewish youth have the opportunity to go on. G-Ry is not Jewish, but did play on a Jewish basketball team, so he's pretty much Jewish.
I also went to Shabbat sometimes.
Oh.
I went to services occasionally with the homies.
Okay.
From a very Jewish area.
Mance is like Jewish enough. So
I'd say so.
Jewish, as they say.
I get texts from Ari, so.
Oh, so do you want to come to Birthright with me this summer?
I've been thinking for the past few years about how I can like really commit myself in order to get allowed to go on Birthright. Like actually, so.
So, okay, I really think like it's you, like I'm only half Jewish, and it's my mom's side.
Well, that's the good side.
No, that's a lie. It's my dad's side, which is the bad side.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. So,
not that any side is bad.
No. But for the Jews, there is a bad side. But my brother was able to slide in because my sister was able to slide in because she played in the Maccabee game somehow. So then my brother, during his little interview, he was just like, oh, my sister played in the Maccabee games. And they're like, oh, say no more. Like, can't wait to have you, young Jewish, like... Shmuel.
but you're actually Jewish. Like, it's your mom's family that's actually Jewish.
No, my dad's family's actually Jewish. So I'm, like, not actually Jewish.
Do you celebrate any Jewish holidays?
Oh, yeah.
Then you're, I mean, that's, if you you commit yourself to it, then...
Exactly. So, anyway, I've texted a lot of Jewish friends today. None of them have been available to come with Birthright with me this summer, but would you potentially be available?
I've been looking into it. I'll let you know.
Okay, I'll send you the exact details of the trip I was looking into. Anyway... Where'd this start?
What's up?
Where'd this conversation start from?
I think just the two of us by Bill Withers.
Okay. Oh, yeah, probably. So that's probably what we should play next. You have anything else you want to say to the fans before we play a little Bill Withers?
No, that's about it.
Okay. I forgot where I heard the song first. It might have just come on my Discover Weekly, but it's a bop, and I hope you all enjoy.
Raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us, we can make it. and I. Raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I wanna be the one with you. Just the two of us.
What an absolute banger.
Yeah.
So Jira and I were just here in the studio recounting our days of FIT, also known as Tufts Fitness Orientation, also known as the scariest 3 days, 3 nights of 4 days of my life.
Yeah, I feel like anybody who's like slightly athletically or sport inclined in the slightest, you know, is like, oh, pre-orientation seems like something I have to do, might as well do it. Yeah, well, the other day I got called a NARP, aka a non-athletic regular person. So
how'd that feel?
It really hurt, so I had to remind them that I did FIT.
You're like, no, I'm super cool and super athletic. Yeah. For example, one of the activities that you do in FIT is take a tour of the Tufts gym. And then at one point they go, raise your hand if you're a student athlete. And like majority of people raise their hand and they're like, all right, come with me. And then they go take a tour of the real gym. And then all the non-athletic kids had to just sit there. That was perhaps the weirdest 10 minutes of my life.
Yeah, I think the whole 3 days was the weirdest 3 days of my life.
Yeah.
It was kind of a big adjustment to have during that. You know, yeah, with a lot of people you're uncertain with
at the time. But I did meet a lot of my closest friends in it. Because you just meet so many people because it's, like, the biggest program. So, in that sense, it's good.
I wish I could relate to that.
That's okay.
That's good, though.
We had a little Hodgson Hall as my freshman year dorm. And there was a Hodge FIT girls that lived in Hodge group chat that formed out of FIT. So, like, that first week, you just text, like, group chat and be like, anyone want a meal? And, like, you'd always have, like, one or two people, like, respond, yeah. But then, like, slowly, like, different groups started forming out of that group chat, and that's really when, like, all the drama started.
It's always drama.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always female drama. That's the thing.
Not always, though.
Not always. Sometimes it's nice. Sometimes girls are chill, but sometimes they're not. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Any major... Oh, Kobe Bryant died. We should probably address that during this show.
R.I.P.
Do you have any words to say to the fans about such a legendary basketball player?
Yeah, I feel like he really just started, like, improving his reputation after his career. You know, like, he was doing a lot for women's basketball and his daughters, and then I feel like his best was still to come. And that's crazy because he had just finished his, like, a legendary basketball career. So, like,
you know, he's still had a lot to contribute, which is unfortunate.
I think it's, that was a good analysis. I agree. I think it's just weird because, like, I didn't even know that I cared about Kobe Bryant until he died. Like, but then you just realize that, like, you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like he was also, like, such a prominent figure in everybody's childhood.
Yeah.
I just know
the name.
Yeah, like, even, you know, I was just throwing paper into the recycling bin.
Mm-hmm. Kobe. And you say Kobe. Oh, God. That's so sad. Oh, my God. Yeah. But the Grammys, they did some nice tributes to him. I don't know if you saw any of those.
No, I didn't really watch the Grammys, unfortunately. Were they good?
I didn't watch either. I just watched the highlights the next day.
Billie Eilish killed it.
She killed it. Do you like Billie Eilish?
I do.
Just saying. Okay, that's fine.
I mean, she has some bangers.
I mean, she does have some bangers, and she's also 18, which is bizarre.
Yeah, she has a really good voice.
She's accomplished so much more than I have in my 20 years.
Yeah, but you still have a whole life to accomplish things.
You're right, Matt. Thanks so much.
You have a radio show. She doesn't have a radio show. She would be lucky to be played on this radio show.
That's true. Should we play some Billie Eilish to celebrate the... I don't even... What's, like, a good one? Billie... Like, My Boy, is that one?
Never heard that song.
Bad Guy?
Bad Guy, yeah, that one.
Okay. Here's a little Billie Eilish.
Thank you. wants to be right as the rain is better when something is wrong. You get the excitement in your bones and everything you do's a game. When night comes and you're on your own, you can say I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right as the rain? It's harder when you're on top. Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned, so wipe that dirty smile off we. Oh, been making up, I've cried my heart out, now I've had enough. Oh, love. Who wants to be riding the high when you just crumble back on down? You give up everything you are, and even then you don't get far. They make believe that when you're at your worst, you know how to feel things. See, when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned, so wipe that dirty smile off me. Oh, been making up, I've cried my heart out, now I've had enough. Oh, go ahead and steal my heart to make me cry again, cause it will never hurt as much as it. Then when we were both right, no one had blame, but now I give up on this endless game. Cause who wants to be right? Cause the rain is better when something is wrong. I get the excitement in my bones even though everything's a strain. When night comes and I'm on my own, you should know I chose to be alone. Who wants to when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned, so wipe that dirty smile off me. Won't be making up, I've cried my heart out, now I've had enough.
Okay, we're back with the biggest surprise perhaps ever on bird watching. There's a new member in the studio.
Wait, I don't hear anything on this.
Then maybe change your headphones. Can you hear anything now?
No.
Actually, I don't hear anything from these ones either.
Oh, can you guys hear now?
No.
Well, I can hear you, so you're definitely on the air.
Oh, yeah, I can hear now.
No. This is so embarrassing.
No, it's okay. Yeah, you just talk. I can hear you.
I can't
or maybe
hear
try that. Maybe try another headset.
That's not a
headset. It's just some technical difficulties in this, yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna...
No, speak into a microphone.
Speak in.
But maybe that one.
Oh.
No, that one,
you
that one works.
You can hear me, I thought.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah,
sure.
We can hear you.
Oh my god. Hello.
No, I can't hear myself.
It's fine.
Oh, maybe these... Can you hear
anything
now? Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yay.
Whoa. This is wild. Okay, so we're just on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Should I introduce myself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got it?
Amanda, don't make me talk.
No, but you have to introduce yourself.
Okay, fine.
Now people are so
right,
curious.
So I'm introducing myself as DJ Chloe K.
So good. Thank you. She did such a good job, you guys. That was such a good introduction. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I've been a fan of bird watching for a while now, so even though I haven't really listened to a full episode, mm-hmm. it's one of my favorite shows. And I could not be happier.
I'm blushing. I just want all the viewers to know that I'm blushing. Oh my gosh, please. So Chloe's a star squash player.
Thank you.
And there's an ambulance because she's so fire at squash.
Whoa.
And
did you plan that?
Never. These things just come to me.
But I rushed here. That's how important it was.
It was. But she also rushed from the Tufts squash courts.
Yes.
Which are brand new.
Brand new facility.
And please plug your match this weekend.
Oh, yeah. So February 1st, possibly biggest Tufts sporting event of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It is Tufts squash men and women's first home match. So be there at the gym.
I'm there. DJ Giro, are you there?
What?
Are you there at the squash event?
There. I'm there. Yeah. Easily.
Right. He's there.
Wait, what's...
So we have just whipped out the PSA book, which is perhaps super exciting for everyone, most notably Girard. No, I need you to read it, Girard.
Can we listen to a song and then come back to this?
Okay, yeah, we'll listen to a song. Chloe, do you have any songs you want to play?
Oh my god.
I don't want to put you on the spot, so we can, like, queue up
Let
your
me just
songs
think of my
later.
I recently added if there's one, I'm like.
Oh. Oh, perfect.
Oh my god, I can't choose. It's going to stress me out.
I would never want to do that.
Let's see. okay, I can't just choose one right now. It's scary.
Okay, that's okay. I'll play one that you told me about. So it's basically like you queued this up.
Which one?
Hit the back.
Well, everyone knows that.
So. I didn't know it.
But fine, you can play it.
Okay, here we go.
We'll jam.
Thanks, guys.
All right. I need you to search my clothing. Pat me down and feel the molding. Cause underneath this table feels so good to me. And I need you to be my motor and run me till I can't go further. Cause every turn you take is just exciting me. And ain't I the best you had?
testing. Can you move it down?
Oh,
that's oh. Sorry, that was just a little taste of another song that you're not going to listen to because it's PSA time.
Yes, it is.
Oh yeah.
That was so good.
Thank you.
Today's PSA.
Oh my god, I'm going to fall off this chair.
Why not cover your computer camera?
Hmm.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't use it, consider covering it up.
Mm-hmm.
A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was good.
Great.
Do you guys cover your computer?
No, I feel like if people really want to watch what I'm doing, that's kind of their loss.
That's
so much better.
I don't cover it.
I got nothing to hide. And they're like, well... Like, I was like, if the government has that information, there's nothing they can do with it because I don't have anything to do with
it. Yeah, right. Like, what are you going to do to me?
Uh-huh.
They could sign me up for some cool programs, probably, but
probably.
I could use more to do.
Yeah. Wait, this is a tragic story where I lost $42 last night.
I lost my first two because
my laundry machine got jammed, so I lost that money to the dryer. The $2.
Mad disrespectful.
I texted my landlord and I said, could you come fix this soon? He said, okay, period. I don't know when he's coming.
That could be any day.
I could be out for $2 for a while. But yeah. The other $40 was a little more sad. So
you could say.
I'm in Public Health Society here at Tufts, and we have a lot of underclassmen that all have leadership roles because nobody stays committed to clubs at this school. Which is okay. It's just a reality. So anyway, I recruited AJ as VP of the website, I think. And then he was like, we should get a new domain for our website so we can own, because I think it's tphs at .wix.com, which is pretty lame. He's like, we should have a better URL. And I was like, all right, you're on it. And he's like, how do you feel about... And he's like, it's $40. And I was like, okay, that's fine. He's like, but it's for 3 years. And I was like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll just use my credit card. I'll get reimbursed for it. Then he bought it for $40. But there was a loophole where he bought the domain, but then it wasn't connected to our existing website. That was another $11 a month. So I was like, well, we don't have the budget for that.
Right.
But now we also can't use this URL.
Yeah.
But also it's a non-refundable URL. And I'm not sure if I can get reimbursed by Tufts for the URL since we're not actually using it.
You can make a bird watching website.
So I might need to do something with my URL that I'm out $40 for. But we're also pending a reimbursement. Well, yeah. Right. We could also just do bird watching. It would be TuftsPublicHealthSociety.com. But it's all bird watching.
Yeah.
Oriented. That makes sense.
That makes complete sense.
Or you could try selling the domain to Tufts for a fee.
just take it for 20. I just don't want it.
Yeah.
AJ felt really bad. I was like, it's okay, buddy. It's just a bummer.
Yeah.
So that's the latest $42 in my life.
Sure is.
What's the last thing you guys bought?
Great question. Oh, I know.
Yes.
A blueberry scone.
Oh, from Tamper?
Always.
How was it?
Delicious. And yesterday I was snubbed.
How?
There was one left and the person in front of me got it.
Did you cry? Did you walk out crying?
Yeah.
Of course.
And then I had to have cranberry.
No.
Too tart.
It's far too tart.
Yeah.
Do you like cranberry orange as a mixture of flavors?
Not my first choice.
I agree. DJ G-Rod, what's the last thing you bought?
I'm trying to think.
That's fair.
I don't really buy that many things.
That's super fair. Yeah, it's just a funny $42 domain.
True. Wait, also, what's your DJ name?
Mandy B.
Right. That was a stupid question.
No, it's okay. It's a valid question.
Okay.
You can also weigh in on scones if you don't have anything you know you bought.
I like scones. I really like baked goods, though.
Mm.
I used to bake a lot. It's kind of how I made friends when I moved to a new place.
Okay.
But I've been out of the game for a minute. So,
That's super fair.
But think about, getting back in.
I would love to get back into it with you.
Do you have a stand mixer?
Does my Chloe's roommate Lucy?
Yeah.
Yes, and in fact, I don't. What is that exactly?
It's like
when it like.
Yeah, yeah.
I did use that last night.
For what?
Oatmeal cookies. Wait, if we're talking about the same thing.
I ate the oatmeal cookies.
That's definitely right.
Delicious.
There's so many left. So. Anyone wants
don't
to.
Give out your address on
not
the air.
Not about to, no.
But that'd be something that would be something that Rachel would do for sure, for sure. I felt it leading that way, and I just wanted to catch you before you gave your address out to our 11 listeners.
Gonna read my mind.
Okay, what's your favorite bacon, Girard and Chloe, and then I'll play a song.
Plain croissant. Chocolate.
I was actually thinking about making croissants as like the next thing we make, so
we'd
definitely do that.
Yes.
Croissant, but then can we make a grilled cheese on the croissant? Have you ever done that?
Ham and cheese?
Ham and cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, the bacon, egg,
and cheese. The possibilities are endless for sure.
It's like a piece of bread.
Cinnamon rolls might be my favorite, if that counts.
No, totally.
Cinnamon rolls are good.
Actually, don't know why that wouldn't count.
No, but I'm happy you just had to clarify and ask.
Yeah, I've been trying to think more about what I say.
That's super fair. I think that's a good assessment. All right, well, this song is for Chloe because I am so happy that she's here in the studio.
I'm so happy.
And she's going to be so happy to hear this song.
Okay.
Talk about me too much, no more.
Okay, we're back. We just had to collect ourselves.
Yeah. Whoa. That was a wild ride.
I said we were back on the air, but we weren't actually, but I just wanted to get them prepared.
Yeah.
Good. Give a little buffer time. But there was a minor freak out, but now we're back.
Anything, yeah. I tell you, I can tell the air.
That's super true.
That is really true.
But so. Yeah, we just... Oh, I went to the WMFO meeting the other day.
And?
For existing DJs. Mm. And they were giving this whole talk about how you need all these volunteer hours that I didn't get last semester, and I knew I didn't get them, but I was like, you know what? Like, there's no way I'm losing my show. Then apparently no one else got the hours either, so this is an audit semester.
Nice.
So, like... You didn't actually have to get the volunteer hours. So we're still going to be chilling
here.
You're
so in.
From 6 to 7 on Tuesdays.
Thank God.
Thank God.
I feel like you give so much to the few listeners that are here. 11. Well, that's a lot.
There might be more by now. Oh, there I have. No, we're down to 8.
No.
I don't think we've ever been this low this year.
Really?
Well, Rachel would really publicize it to all her family. Like, it was in her family group chat every week.
Should I tell my family to listen in?
Probably. Rachel told me that she was buying something today in Spain.
What's this?
And told the guy
to listen. That's genius.
Oh,
I agree.
Actually.
It could be him. He could be one of the listeners. Call in if so.
If you're from Spain, call in.
If not,
you're dead to me.
Don't.
But that's a lie. All viewers are good viewers / listeners.
What's this station called?
WMFO.
No, I mean, like, is that what you just
told? Oh, 91.5 FM. But yeah, so Chloe and I have also been talking about other plans to make. And one of our plans is we want to go see all of the short films that were nominated for Oscars.
Yes. And we can't wait.
And
we love some good Oscar nominated shorts.
We might need to go soon, because I've told it's only this weekend and next weekend, and you're gone next
you
weekend.
You said it was...
It's not 3 weekends. I was just looking last night.
You say you lied.
I did.
Wait, so it's only 2 weekends.
Well, I think we missed a weekend.
Great.
Yeah. So... We'll figure that out.
We'll figure that out.
But
we don't
fine.
Need to tell the air our
plans. We don't. We really don't.
Wait, this is so cool. Look at my nails. They're really good at this.
Oh, yeah, they are. I'm going to put the microphone. So, one episode, Will Human came. Oh, I shouldn't say his full name. My friend Will came on the air, and we did a whole ASMR show where we just whispered and made sounds the whole time. It was super fun.
Wait, what does ASMR stand for?
Audio.
Yeah, we should do... I don't know what it stands for. But
something.
Can that be next week's episode?
Yeah, of course.
Episode, show.
Well, yeah, start thinking of themes.
Let's do it. We'll bring things in to do, like...
Oh my God, Chloe, I'm so happy you're here for this.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wait, so we had an ASMR and then another idea.
Do you have a pen?
Not on me.
Like one that clicks?
No.
Okay.
I can get a pen.
But I do have a pencil. Not. But that didn't really hit in the right spot. Wait, but also...
You can bring your harmonica, too.
I did. I just started learning on Monday night.
That's what you should do next week. Also.
Yes. I should show the listeners how far I've gotten with my harmonica skills.
Do your roommates care?
I didn't ask them. Because
are they like, keep going, Amanda? This is helping me fall asleep.
A supportive home environment is like one of the... biggest factors in success as like a human,
but most
and in passion projects
as a harmonicist.
Yes,
but the thing is, I think this is more of like a ask for forgiveness type situation where like I don't ask anything and then they just pop off one day and then I'm like, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize it was bothering you.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Great call. Sorry.
Also, did you guys ever have braces as kids?
Mm-hmm.
Briefly.
Do you have retainers?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Somewhere.
So that's awesome because retainer talk has been a idea in the works for a while now where you wear your retainer into the studio and we say the whole show with our retainers in.
Okay, I'm in.
So
that sounds pretty good.
Okay, perfect. This is just kinda things to look gross, forward to, listeners. Sure. No, definitely gross. Definitely. But I do have denture cleaners that you can use for your retainer. Not that incredible. I have dentures, but
all right,
I do have a retainer.
I knew you had dentures.
I feel like I'm going to lose teeth really fast.
Why?
I don't know. I've been flossing more. I've been, you know, kind of stressed out about gingivitis. Right. Not that I have it. It's just like
a my new housemate is pre-dental.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, so she's going to make sure you're on top of it.
I love, like, going to the dentist to get my teeth brushed.
Whoa, you're the only one.
Yeah, I think I might
the only one.
I, like, am on the verge of tears before the dentist.
Yeah.
When they, like, go at it with the little, like, chisel.
Do you like going to the doctor, at least?
I like that more than the dentist.
I love going to the doctor. My doctor and I are boys. He's the homie.
Well, I had such a good doctor, and she lived in my neighborhood. But then when I moved, I feel like your doctor is like you grow up with them.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So totally. Then when I moved in sixth grade, I really had no ties to my new doctor from my new town. So every time I go, I just get a new person, but it's not really form a relationship, you know?
Yeah, last time I saw my pediatrician, he was like, you know, like you're kind of getting to the age where you might have to see like an adult doctor. And I was like, you mean I have to see a real doctor? And he was like, yeah. I am a real doctor. And that's been one of the factors in making me want to think before I say a lot of
things. Okay, got it, I got it. Yeah, Mans went to 4 extra years of school for that. Sorry?
I said I still go to my pediatrician.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. I think until you're 25, you're technically allowed to. In. And then you also have to leave your parents' insurance after 25 too.
Just goes by too fast.
It goes by.
A song called Too Fast.
I would love for us to play a song called Too Fast.
Perfect.
Who's it by?
Yeek.
It's not the first that comes up, if anyone was wondering. It was like the fourth. But here's Too Fast by Yeek.
You're too fast, too fast.
All right. Hi, Chloe's mom.
Hello. Wait, I can't hear. Oh, wrong headphones. Hi.
She can probably hear you, but we can't hear her if she's talking
back.
My mom
is listening. Hello.
But anyway, we're just talking. We were just not only talking, but reliving our Friday night from this past week. Mm-hmm. We went on down to the old Somerville Theater. We saw the live audience interactive version of Cats, the musical.
It was one of the best nights of my life.
Do you have any favorite songs?
I think we'd all agree. Oh, favorite song?
Yeah, do you have a favorite song?
Well, I think we knew that before we went. Memory.
What was yours?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the one about Mr. Mistopheles.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good one.
But Memory is, that's just a banger.
I liked Taylor Swift's.
Well, that was a little scary.
I agree.
As a cat.
I didn't like that. A lot of people as a cat, yeah, I would I'm say, was kind of scary.
Entire cast. It was pretty scary.
Yeah, for sure.
I was having a really tough time distinguishing who was who, mm-hmm. like terms of cat people type. Yeah.
About every cat that entered the stage, Matt would go, "Oh, is that Taylor?" I was like, no, not yet.
Well, I thought the really pretty one that was like
the main character
was Taylor for so long. So I was like, when's she coming in?
Yeah, no, that's super fair.
But I'd recommend everyone go see it only if it's audience interaction.
Yeah, I agree.
What else happened that was...
this
notable.
Weekend or during Cats?
During Cats.
Our friend Carl, who's been in the studio before, he did start a clap for the whole audience.
Oh my god, how could I forget? That was one of the best things that's ever happened to me, too.
Yeah, but probably more for you than